Lucy Kennedy has joined me in studio.
Good morning. Trouble has arrived.
Yes, she certainly has. Are you a Swiftie?
Yeah.
I know.
Big time.
Obsessed.
I cried during a concert. I went to see her with my daughter Holly and I started shaking.
It was a great concert, though.
Great concert.
But everyone's reading into the fact that she's only wearing black and white now. In the last little while.
Yeah, well, she's about to get married. I feel like she's getting serious. I think she's very broody. I think we should expect a pregnancy soon.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Would you Living with Lucy?
No, she's way too big. She's way too big.
But Lucy, in fairness, I know we want to talk about the book, but I'm going to jump into this. You've had some pretty big names on that show.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I really have when you think about it. Like, I still can't believe Caitlyn Jenner allowed me in. Caitlyn Jenner, I don't think she truly understood the format.
No.
I'm going to be honest with you. So I rocked
up. Americans are so formulaic.
I think she was just... So I rocked up dragging this Dunn suitcase in the LA heat. And she stood at the door laughing. I think she thought that I was the assistant of this big host that was going to arrive. And then I was like, ta-da! And the presenter. And it's only when I left, I could see her kind of still going, what was that?
What happened?
What happened?
Do you know what, though? And you did say this recently in another radio interview.
Yeah, yeah,
it's because... I thought I'd like to think we're a little bit akin in this reason that we're not like threatening people.
No,
we want to chat.
This is why we've always got on. Yes.
Yeah.
Because we're genuine.
Yeah.
And would you believe in life? That is the secret to success. If you're a nice person, if you're genuine, you're authentic, you don't listen to the madness of the media. Because, you know, some people like you, some people don't. Who cares? Our job is televised or listened to.
Yes.
If you're a good person, you'll last the pace.
Absolutely. But has there been someone in the show where you've just like, I don't know what to do with this person?
Yeah, Katie Hopkins.
Yeah.
So I rocked up to her door and it's only when I was kind of knocking on the door, because I'm trying to clear my mind. I try not to think too much about it because I think if I did, I wouldn't do it. And it's only when I was kind of at her door knocking, I went, oh my God, should I do this?
This is going to be challenging.
Yeah. I suddenly got that fear of I'm about to move in with the most hated woman in Britain.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get into trouble for doing this. But at the same time, I liked the idea that I was shining a light on a dark corner because there's nobody I fear. And I think that everybody's entitled to their opinion, whether you agree with them or not.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie Hopkins was that example. But I kind of fought with myself the whole way through living with her because
to do it, yeah.
Yeah, and I saw her as a mom. She was a lovely mom with her children. Her husband was lovely. He used to make me a hot water bottle and a cup of tea. Very religious man.
Yeah.
And then her friends were sound, but she has these awful opinions. So I kind
of... Does she have them or does she use them for fame?
I'd say a bit of both.
Yeah.
A bit of both. Because you can't be... You can't have nice friends, a nice family, a nice blah, 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 and actually think like that.
Yeah.
So I think she likes to be controversial.
And is there who's left on your list that you, probably a long list, who you
There's
would
loads.
Absolutely want to move in with?
Well, I hear that Simon Harris is in the building and he has promised to let me in.
Okay.
I have it on my phone. I have it recorded. There's loads. Piers Morgan, I would love. Davina McCall, because I truly believe we should be best friends in real life.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that would be a good one.
Yeah. Michelle Obama.
Oh, my God.
Graham Norton. Julia Roberts.
Graham Norton's doable.
I think he's very private, though. I don't think
maybe not. I'd let you in.
Would you let me
in? Yes, definitely.
Yeah, but you see, everyone says they would, and then I arrive.
I don't have a lot of room, but I would definitely let you
in. It doesn't matter. We can share.
We can share. Actually, my daughter's bunk beds will be great.
Yes. Yes.
So, the Mini Breakers, I have started it, obviously. It's about five friends.
Thank you.
Portugal.
Yes.
You've obviously been to this particular area because you're quite good at describing it.
Literally, I was there a year. Yeah. So, the Mini Breakers, five friends. It's loosely based on myself and my own friends. I say loosely so they don't sue me.
Yeah.
Because the very boozy girl in there is my best friend.
Okay.
Yeah, Beth.
Okay.
Her real name's Vicky. But anyway.
Hi, Vicky.
It's about five girls who go on holidays together, girls trips. I'm one of three girls. Obviously, I have two daughters and my closest pals are female.
Yes.
So I'm very much a girl's girl. And I was like, right, I'm going to write about other girls who are tired, perimenopausal, overwhelmed, overworked, children, juggling, stress, worrying, waking up in the middle of the night with the fear.
The palpitations.
Yes. The everything that we all have that nobody seems to talk about. And these five girls are a perfect example. So they go off to Albufeira for a couple of days. It's like an annual girls' trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about their lives and all the different characters and how things go right and how things go wrong.
Everybody has different lives. And like we first, it's Georgie, Beth and Kate we meet first and then they meet the other two over there. And I just think that like it is something that, you know, a lot of people can identify with, but also like it's a really nice switch off read. And I mean that in the nicest way, like it's just relaxing. But also I'm like, how is she, how are you doing this? Like, how are you writing this book? Everyone talks about doing it. Not everybody does it. You know, presenting a radio show, raising three children, doing a TV show.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part of it that amazes me the most.
Listen, if you think for one split second I find any of this easy.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I already have wine in the fridge for tonight. Do you know what I mean? What are we, half 10?
Yeah.
No, I get very overwhelmed. I literally, there are days I think to myself, why can't I just be an accountant?
Yeah, I know. Like, sometimes I think that too.
Yeah. There's just so much going on. But I think I'm one of these people at the same time. I have a busy mind.
Yes.
And I kind of write and then I start painting and emptying the dishwasher. I have that kind of mind. So I'm able to do it. But one day I will just pass out and collapse.
Well, you do
and
need,
die on the floor.
No, don't do that. But you do have discipline. Like, you obviously do, because this is something that requires that.
Yeah, but would you believe, sorry, I know I've spat my chewing gum out, it's on my phone. I write on my phone.
Yeah.
So with one hand.
No
so
way.
So this book's, yeah. So I, and I write like sitting
You're
on the loo.
You're already going for another one, aren't you?
Yeah. Sitting on the loo, in the bath, everywhere, I just write. This started, it was myself and the pool boy in Albufeira a year and a half ago. So it was July.
Yeah.
And I'd get up, I'd set my alarm at 7 o'clock because I have to have a sun lounger. It was a very busy hotel.
Yeah, that's
family
important.
Friendly. Yeah. And my husband and my children. So I would arrive down with like 15 donuts, an inflatable unicorn, you know yourself, Uno, snacks, all the towels representing pennies. And I'd kind of hog four seats waiting for them. And eventually, I was kind of observing amazing. People like a little creepy stalker around the pool.
But that's where you have to get your ideas and your inspiration from. But honestly, Lucy, people do talk about it and they don't end up doing it. Now, I'm going to play the new one from Olivia Rodrigo. Are you in a rush? No.
Never. Okay, I thought I'm here till two.
Okay, so I'm going to play that. Hopefully Holly likes, Holly's with you, by the way. That's
I always bring a child with me.
You have to.
She hates me.
Hopefully you like Olivia Rodrigo.
She loves
Yes or no?
Olivia.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And then I need to ask you about your birthday party.
Oh, the big 50.
Yes. Yeah. Lucy Kennedy on Today FM. Back in a moment.
Drop Dead.
Olivia Rodrigo, brand new music and Drop Dead. And we're going to dedicate that to Holly, who's in studio with her mom, Lucy Kennedy. Yeah. I really like that.
I don't think she likes spending time with me. As you can see, she's giving me dirty looks.
Well,
so I say, morning, Holly. And she says, oh, you're so embarrassing.
And she's like, you're just making it worse right now.
I'm making it worse, yeah.
Lucy, okay.
Yes-y.
You had a birthday recently. Every year you have a birthday.
Yeah.
But you did something really fun this year.
21st of April, same day as the Queen.
Oh.
2 days after Hitler.
Oh.
I only learned recently.
Mm-hmm.
50. Can you believe it?
Well, you don't look it.
I do.
What does 50 look like anymore?
This. Sweaty, too much makeup, perimenopausal, exhausted.
I think you look great.
Faint smell of white wine. And that's what 50 looks like.
Are you getting symptoms? I definitely am.
Everything. I am the unofficial face of the pump.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Lenzapro or whatever.
Yeah. Everything. Everything I have, give it to me. Yeah. Give it to me.
Do you know what I have, which is the weirdest perimenopause, menopause, is the itchy ears.
What?
It's a symptom. Well, everything
is. That a symptom or do you just need to, you could have a knit or a gnat in your ear hole.
It's external and I'm just like, ah. And brain fog.
Oh, brain fog. I've always had that though. Yeah. I can't blame perimenopause.
Tell us about the birthday.
Okay, so the birthday. So the girls who are loosely based in the book, The Mini Breakers, my best friends, one of them, we made friends the first day of first year in school. We were 13.
Aww.
So we're looking at 37. Yeah, 37 years. And other two pals are twins. We met when we were flying together as cabin crew at 19, where the pal I worked with, and then my sister. So I'm in a group of six girls.
Lovely.
You've got to come out with us.
I will.
You are right up our street.
I will.
But, and we decided I didn't want to do a big glitzy, glammy, rent a crowd. I'm not that kind of person.
Know.
I'd rather be in my pajamas watching telly at home.
Yes.
So they said, look, because you're a social reject, we are going to rent a house in Waterford Castle on the grounds.
Oh, beautiful.
So rented a house and it was just us. We wore matching pajamas. The problem was we peaked too soon. We started drinking at 12. So, you know, it was horrific. So I was hungover at 8. Genuinely. Genuine hunger. So
we drink responsibly.
Always drink responsibly. So we started boozing at, I know it is 10:30, it's probably too early, isn't it, to talk about booze. But anyway, we decided then we wanted a Chinese takeaway. We didn't realise that you can't
get it there.
Yes. So we got onto the ferry who brought us over We collected the Chinese. There was a guy waiting in a car.
Is that Passage West? No, what is that down there? Oh, God.
What is Passage West?
Sorry, go ahead.
I can never even talk about Waterford. I think I'm barred from the island of Waterford Castle. So we literally got the Waterford ferry over in our pajamas. We started flossing. Keep in mind, we had peaked too soon.
Yes.
And then we got the Waterford ferry back. With our takeaway.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Had a Chinese and we all in bed at like 8:15.
It's fine. Hungover. It is totally fine. Yeah. Listen,
always
I love
drink
this.
Responsibly.
This is the book as well I meant to say when we were talking about the mini breakers to take on holiday.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And actually it was when because I'm one of these people, I'm old school. I kind of pack my clothes like lasagna and I put like the books in between all of my clothes. So I always bring loads of books on holidays and then I leave them there. This is the kind of book I read. It's the type of book I think that's perfect on holidays. And that's why I read
it.
So this is like
I'm going to go back and finish it weekend. Also, just to before I let you go, little reader that we do on our show.
Yes.
It's 11 years old this summer. That is a feature, which is brilliant. And Friendship Fairies is very often the book that the children choose to read from.
No
one
way.
Of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh,
it's really cute.
I love it, actually.
It's lovely.
My heart lies with children's books. I've written 12.
12?
Yes.
That's not the number I have here. That's amazing.
Yeah. What I've just done to, they haven't been published yet. But look, this is why I had to take off my false nails. My cuticles are actually bleeding. That's how often I write. Actually bleeding under there.
But they are very, very popular. So
I
continued success with that. I have
to find
another reason to have you on now.
I know. When can I... What are you doing next weekend? What are you doing tomorrow?
Come back in.
Thank you.
I've got Karen Koster on tomorrow.
Oh!
There you go.
I love her.
What will I play after the break? Do you want a little Will Smith or do you want Dasha?
Oh,
something older, maybe?
Something way older.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
I'm 804.
Yeah. Thank you, Lucy Kennedy,
Thank you for having me.
Weekend Breakfast on Today FM with Disney Plus.